Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. This is Lady Boss Gamer, and today I'm going to be talking about Grand Theft Auto Online. For those of you guys out there that play this game or are just really interested in getting into it, you should definitely do that. There's a lot of exciting things on the game now, and I'm going to really just talk to you guys about this whole DLC that was supposed to be coming out. Now, there's a lot of speculations going on about this DLC. There's a lot of sources that like to leak things and hack information and try to get that out to all of the people that play this game. But unfortunately, a lot of the leaks and people coming forward with information, most of it is false information. You should never believe somebody based off of what they might think or what they might know from insider information. From that kind of point of view. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are actually sometimes right, but in this case, I think Rockstar is getting sick and tired of people leaking and hacking their information. So as a punishment to all of us out there, they decided to either delay or postpone this DLC that was supposed to come out. For those of you guys that have no idea what I'm talking about, let me go ahead and break this down for you. So, last month sometime, there was word from Rockstar that we are going to be getting a club DLC, which is supposed to basically offer something along the lines of being able to maybe own your own club. You can go inside the club. What we're really hoping for is this DLC, so they could be like new clubs in the maps. Maybe we can go inside, have a party. Maybe we could be able to sell our products in the club, just all that good stuff. That was something that was supposed to be brought about. Now, the leakers and stuff like that said that it was going to be coming out July 17th. Those of you guys that play GTA religiously, like I do, we know in the past that usually when there's new DLC update, it usually comes out either on a Tuesday or Thursday. So word of mouth was that it was supposed to come out July 17th, which was this last Tuesday. And unfortunately, there was no event that came out. Now, today is Thursday and a few days later. And like I said, the content usually comes out, the updates, they come out Tuesday, Thursday. So I expected them to come out with the update today. And again, guys, there is still no update. There's still no information. Rockstar has gone completely quiet and there's nothing we can go on to have hope for this DLC. Now there's another leak. I'm not sure from which source, but there's another leak that said that it's going to be coming out on July 24th, which is a Tuesday. Now, what I have noticed just from actually doing research on my own and trying to really like figure this out for myself, I have actually come across on the Rockstar Newswire website that it does say that lots of events that are actually going on in the game right now are supposed to be ending on July 24th. Now, what we can expect right now in the game is lots of opportunities to gain RP and cash. A lot of those have to do with the in-game smuggler missions. They're also having a lot of good sales on the Doomsday Heist equipment, 25% off. They also have cash back. There's just a lot of things that are going on in the game. And all of those events and opportunities to make extra money in RP, they all end on July 24th. So I'm thinking that Rockstar, just from speculation, this is not confirmed, I'm thinking that Rockstar went ahead and said, hey, we're going to give these people an opportunity to make as much money as possible. We're going to go ahead and end all the events on the 23rd, so that way the update can come out on the 24th and everybody will have cash and they have banked up and have RP, so we can really fully enjoy the whole event. Now, I don't know if this is really completely true or not, but this is just based off of speculation. And what made me think that was maybe they were going to really release the game on Tuesday the 17th, maybe they just decided not to, but they still feel bad about not releasing it as early as they promised, so they're giving us an opportunity to make extra money in the game while they continue to work out kinks and stuff in the game. So that's really what my speculation is. If you guys out there have any information or questions about this update, please let me know. I'm really eager to see who all knows what, because we're all basically going off of our own assumptions at this point. So if you guys want to learn more or if you have any questions, please let me know. Stay tuned for my next podcast because I will definitely be dropping information as soon as I find it out. I'm going to go ahead and get on the Rockstar Newswire website and check out and see if anything has posted or popped up. Also, I'm going to go ahead and check the Rockstar Twitter account. For those of you guys out there that want information on GTA, you can simply load up your game and on the starting screens, they will have all the latest updates, information, and chances to get double arcane cash. Also, if you guys out there are not familiar with that, you can go to rockstargames.com, click on Social Club, and then view the news wire from there. Make sure you guys stay tuned. This is Lady Boss Gamer, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Hey guys, it is a Lady Boss Gamer, and I'm back today with another podcast. I just realized after making my first one on the GTA 5 DLC speculation that I should have probably released this podcast first, just to go ahead and introduce myself and just to talk to you guys about my gaming experience. Currently, I've been playing PS4 for a long ass time now. I'd probably say, like, pretty much since it came out. I don't remember the year it came out, but I have been playing it for that long. And I've been playing GTA 5 since it first came out. I think it might have came out about 2013, maybe 2012. I don't know, but I've been playing for a long time, and PS4 is my go-to console. I will go ahead and give you guys my gamer tag. I'll probably post it in the description of this podcast because it's kind of difficult to spell, and there's a lot of little things that you have to type in. So I'll just go ahead and link my PSN details on the podcast information if you guys want to add me. I'm usually online a lot, so we can play together. And if you need help with anything or have any questions about the game, I would definitely be able to help you. I'm a pretty high level, pretty high rank, and like I said, I'm always playing. So I'll definitely be able to help you guys out if you need help with anything, or just if you want to keep in contact with me or talk about the game or other games, that would be completely fine. So I'll link that information for you guys, and then you can add me or check me out if you want to. But yeah, I just wanted to go ahead and introduce myself. I'm a female gamer. There's not really many of us out there. And I love playing video games. I play religiously, so that's pretty awesome. But yeah, guys, definitely check me out. Add me if you're on PS4. I'm on there all the time. If you do play GTA 5, you can also add me on the Social Club website. I don't know if you guys know about that. If you do play GTA Online and you're in a crew or whatever, you can join the Rockstar Social Club. All you guys have to do is go to rockstarsocialclub.com, link your PSN or your Xbox details in. It's going to ask for your email, your Xbox or PSN username, and then from there you can join crews and just communicate with other players around the world. So that's really cool. So anyways, guys, definitely add me, check me out. I'm working on a YouTube channel at the moment, so I'll give you guys the first details as soon as I get that finished. But thanks for listening. Make sure you guys continue to check out my podcast. I'm going to have a lot of good gamer information on there. And I'll see you guys on the next podcast. Take care. Bye.